Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wida Weimer, and she's Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wida.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. To say it's a bit busy would be a big understatement because it's the season to do lots of things and people are getting really excited about. But right away, you're going to kick off the holiday season on November 20th and then the more things. So let's kind of start with the 20th and let's kind of review through the calendar.
Sounds great. This November 20th is going to be the Grand Lighting Celebration. It will be, most of the activities will be in the park, but we also have the recipe walk that is kind of throughout downtown. Grand Lighting starts at 5:30, where we just kind of kick off this holiday season, welcome Santa. Santa will be in his cabin after that. And then we also this year, new, are going to have live reindeer. Prancer and Blitzen will be in Atlantic City Park.
Who's feeding the reindeer? Is that on your job list?
It is not on my job list. Thank you. I have plenty of things on my job list.
Yeah. Well, I think the kids will be especially excited, I think, to see the reindeer. And, you know, probably other people will be interested, too, because it's not just every day you go out and see reindeer.
No, it's not. I'm excited to see the reindeer. I don't know if I've ever seen live reindeer, to be honest with you. And we have some other fun activities to go along with that. We're going to do a photo booth where we have silly props that they can hold up and then some frames. And that'll be right beside Santa's cabin and the reindeer.
All right, something for everybody there. So that's what's going on November 20th, but then we're going to skip into December. December 6th, what's happening?
December 6th is the annual fireworks and lighted parade in downtown. We'll kick it off with fireworks above the Rock Island Depot, and then we'll have the lighted parade. The entries are going out, so we don't have any coming in yet. I think last year we had about 40 entries of lighted floats, so it's a good time. There's also shopping and warming stations. There'll be a lot of local organizations downtown offering hot chocolate, brownies, something warm to eat, and just step on inside and do a little bit of shopping downtown as well.
It's a good time to take a look at everything, and you know, buying those gifts for various people, it's kind of nice just to be able to take a look and say, okay, that's what I think I want for so-and-so. Now, kind of ongoing through that time, and I don't know if there's other days you'll mention that, the carriage rides?
Yes, that day specifically, December 6th, we have Santa's cabin is open from 3 to 5, and the carriage rides are 3 to 5. So on this day, we do it before the lighted parade, because by the time the lighted parade's over with, people are pretty cold and just want to get home. But on the Santa is in his cabin every Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7, November 20th through December 18th. And the carriage rides are Saturday, December 6th, 3 to 5, and then again Saturday, December 13th, 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay, so you have several opportunities and plenty of times for the kids to see Santa, and I think they get a little bag of goodies.
They do. In Santa's cabin, we have several Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce members that are sponsors that with that sponsorship that allows us to give kids hot chocolate and popcorn. And also the carriage rides are sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Wells Fargo, and that is wonderful because it allows us to give those rides out complimentary.
Okay, fun thing to do. And we may come back and discuss some of those. But then on the 7th, there's also some special things going on. That's December 7th.
Yes, new this year, we have changed the holiday concert to a Sunday, which is to Sunday, December 7th, right after the lighted parade. And that starts at 3 p.m. this year. Before the holiday concert gets started, we're going to honor the Angels of Christmas. This is a tradition we've had in Atlantic for a long time. It's sponsored by Cass County Health System. We have nominations come in. We've been having them come in for the last couple weeks, and we'll review those nominations, and we'll have a couple Angels of Christmas. They will be highlighted at the holiday concert, and then we'll move into our holiday concert at 3 o'clock, and we're hoping this year it's going to be a little more interactive. We have a new concert, I guess you could say, director, and he's got some new ideas, and I think it'll be really fun. It's something for everybody, from the little ones to middle age to older to grandparents. I hope to see a lot of people out at the concert this year.
Well, you've already kind of said one of the questions I had was how the nominations for Angels of Christmas coming along. You say you've already received some, but is there a deadline date for that?
We extended the deadline. The deadline is going to be this Friday, the 21st. So if you have somebody special in your life or know somebody that just really is in the spirit of Christmas all year long, be sure to send us a nomination. You can drop it off at the chamber. You can email it at chamber@atlanticiowa.com or just give us a call and we'll make sure we get that nomination to the right people.
Is there a special form or they just kind of write up what they think?
We do not have a special form. It's just kind of most entries are 3 to 5 sentences. Some are 3 to 5 pages. It's just really what you think. Just tell me about them. What are they doing great for the community? What makes them a Christmas angel?
Okay. A nice tradition that's been going on, and it's always fun to see who that is. And I think people, those angels, usually are kind of surprised and going, oh, no, I don't do that much. Or, oh, no, somebody else should have gotten that.
I haven't experienced it, but I would agree. I think that they're kind of like they're the silent angels of Christmas. They're not people that are looking for that award. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart, and that's really what makes them a Christmas angel.
That's true. That's the true spirit for sure. Now, we probably should mention something that goes on all the time. You wouldn't have to wait till Christmas. You could do it in January, March, or whatever. But it's a special time now to do this. That's the Atlantic Cache.
Yes, we have Atlantic Cache available at the Chamber all year round. They come in nominations of 5 or 20. I like to call it the gift certificate to Atlantic. These Atlantic Cache can be used at almost all of our businesses. It's a perfect gift for somebody. You just don't really know what to get them. They can spend it right here in town. It keeps our dollars local, which we, of course, the Chamber love. If you're going to purchase a large amount and you want to give us a heads up, just give us a call and we'll have them ready for you. You can just come down and do a switcheroo, some cash for some Atlantic Cache, and we'll take care of it. It's really the perfect gift for the person that you just don't know what to get for.
And a lot of us have more things than we need, so an Atlantic Cache lets us choose. So it really is a great gift. Now, let's kind of go back. You've mentioned maybe a couple of new things, but like the reindeer is new, and that's going to be fun. They're going to be there on November 20th, but are they going to be there other times?
They're going to be here twice this year, November 20th for grand lighting, and then they will be joining us again on December 13th, which is just a couple Saturdays before Christmas, just another opportunity for them to be here. It'll be daylight then, so maybe you can see them during the day.
Okay, really fun, and that's of course in City Park. Anything else that you want to mention that's new?
The recipe walk isn't necessarily new, but it is a new time. This year it's going to be during grand lighting, or it starts a little bit before, and then it goes on that evening till 7 o'clock. And this is a really good opportunity to kind of do some pre-Christmas shopping as well. You can go into the stores and see what they have. But we have 9 stores participating this year that will also be offering you a recipe card and a tasty treat. And that is new time this year, November 20th, 5 to 7.
Yeah, I think it seems like a really practical time to have that at the same time, kind of around the grand lighting, because the grand lighting doesn't take a long time. I'm thinking you turn on the lights, you have a little speech, you know, it doesn't take very long to do the grand lighting, does it?
Most people probably arrive around 5:15, 5:30, and we'll have some holiday music playing, and people can start gathering and getting their cider for the toast. But, I mean, to flip a switch, we all know it doesn't take very long. So this is just a good added activity to it. And we will have a presentation. The mayor will welcome Santa to town. But it's really only about a 15-minute tops. And then the kids will follow Santa to his cabin and see the reindeer. And then the adults can head down to shop and pick up those recipe cards and taste some tasty treats.
Oh, yeah, some good things. And then you could pick up that recipe and take it home. You may say, you know, I've been wanting to give a gift for somebody. Maybe they'll find a recipe that they can make and give it as a gift. One other thing about Santa's cabin, I think we should mention that Santa has a new chair.
Santa does have a new chair. You know, Santa gives back to us every year and comes back to Atlantic every year to see the kiddos. And
His chair was falling apart.
His chair was falling apart, and we decided it was time to give Santa a gift. And Steve Livengood, Santa's favorite contractor, he handcrafted this beautiful, beautiful chair. So maybe if you have children, make sure you bring them. But maybe if you don't have children, you can still stand in line just to come see the chair. And it's beautiful. And I think Santa's going to love it.
Oh, I think so, too. And as you say, it's worth seeing, even if you don't get a bag of candy and you're not going to sit on Santa's lap. And, yeah, just stick your head in there and see the chair, because it is a work of art. So let's review for now November 20th, because you'll be letting us know about these other dates that are happening. November 20th, I mean, that's just like tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It snuck up on all of us. It always does, I think.
So the times for the items there on November 20th?
The recipe walk starts from 5 to 7. It's kind of a come-and-go open house. And then grand lighting will get kicked off at 5:30. And then immediately following grand lighting will be Santa's reindeer, and Santa will be in his cabin.
All right. Great way to kick off the holiday spirit. And we want to thank you very much, Wita Weimer, who's Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, for being with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Think big thoughts, but relish small pleasures.